Kamsack. The Christmas and August Street Fair hosted by the Kamsack Playhouse Theater was bustling with activity as local artisans showcased their unique creations and live music echoed through the air on August 27. The event, held on First Street adjacent to the theater, attracted a diverse range of vendors and visitors eager to enjoy a day of shopping, music, and community spirit. The fair, which featured an array of products from handcrafted jewelry to homemade treats, was held in a vibrant atmosphere filled with laughter and conversations. Visitors had the opportunity to explore a variety of stalls, each offering something distinct and captivating. The event also provided a platform for local musicians to showcase their talents, enhancing the festive ambiance with live performances. Musicians and performers that attended the event were Erica Sweeney, Alana Finney, The Polka Pals, and Dolores Lasco, Potts. All of the performances were free to see and listen to during the street fair. Vendor booths were adorned with a colorful assortment of goods, and conversations flowed freely as patrons engaged with artisans and vendors. One vendor, Len and Marlene of Guido and Memes Workshop from Regina, specialized in woodwork. Visitors had the chance to witness the craftsmanship firsthand and appreciate the intricate details of each creation. Local residents, as well as those from nearby towns, gathered to support the market and connect with their community members. The atmosphere was one of camaraderie, as conversations ranged from discussing the origins of various products to sharing stories of local traditions and family recipes. Among the vendors was a first-time participant, Mars Romaniak, who showcased Ukrainian goods, attracting the attention of many attendees. Their booth featured an assortment of items that reflected their heritage and craftsmanship. Despite it being their inaugural appearance at the market, the products were a hit, and towards the end of the show all they had left were a couple dozen fresh farm eggs. Another vendor, Brian and Janice Cote of Standing Dead Birch Crafts, showcased some very unique baskets and containers made from birch bark. The couple were walking through the bush one day when they stumbled upon an old container. Brian picked it up and dumped the inside out. Realizing the interesting item he had found, he and Janice decided to start crafting their own items. The containers were featured in various sizes from small penholders to ones the size of a small tree trunk. They also featured intricate designs of First Nations beadwork among the tree bark and lids. Brian comes from Kisikoos First Nation and Janice from the Kamsack area. They've noted that the only similar area that has containers like these are Northern European countries such as Switzerland. Live music further enriched the experience, with the Polka Pals entertaining the crowd with their cheerful tunes. Their energetic performance resonated with the audience. As the event progressed, patrons and vendors alike expressed their satisfaction with the turnout and the opportunity to engage in face-to-face interactions. The market provided a space for individuals to not only explore unique handcrafted items but also to connect with the creators behind them. The sense of community and support was palpable, reinforcing the importance of events like these in fostering community spirit.